Slow Down, Speed Up by Sis Ray. A Tyler Sagan / Jaromir Jagr hockey RPF porn fic. Read by Momotastic. Tyler knows the Bruins just traded for Jagr, but hearing the news and actually meeting him are two very different things. He's 40 years old and looks it in the best sort of way, a gleam in his eye and a smatter of salt in his thick, dark flow and close-cropped stubble. His hand is large and calloused on Tyler's when they shake, his accent curling through every word like wood smoke. Tyler hasn't had to deal with locker room boners since he was 14 or so, but Jesus fuck. His dick doesn't care that Jagr's only looking him over the same way all hockey vets do, like he's a racehorse up for auction. Tyler swallows hard at the thought of Jagr buying him, measuring him up, and covers for it by being overly loud as he laughs and welcomes Jagr to the team, as though Z and Bergy didn't just do that already. Jagr grins at him, a toothy smile that's just a little bit feral.
Eager,
he says, to general amusement. Marchie leaps up and puts Tyler in a headlock, forcing him to wrestle for the tattered remains of his dignity as the chirps about hero worship start up. Fuck you, Tyler says, breathless with what he hopes is laughter, shoving Marchie aside. Jagr doesn't notice. He's already talking to Z again. But later, as they head out on the ice, he comes up beside him and murmurs,
I've seen you play. You're fast, Zego. Maybe they put me on your wing, huh?
Tyler makes a startled noise, flushing all over again. Jagr just smirks at him and keeps going, leaving Tyler to stumble along in his wake like a wrong-footed puppy. The hell of it is that they do put him on a line with Jagr. Tyler at center, Marchie at left wing, Jagr at right. Tyler's always exhilarated playing hockey, but looking over and catching a pass from a guy who won two cups with Lemieux makes him feel like he's just taking a shot of chilled vodka. Thumping into a celly hug with him, feeling his hand grab the back of his helmet as Jagr roars joyfully in his face. Tyler would be lying if he didn't convert that feeling into jerk-off fodder. And fuck anyone who would judge him for it. Besides, what's the harm? Jagr is legendary, and no small part of that legend involves his skill at wheeling chicks. Nothing is going to come from it, which means there's no reason for Tyler to hide his awe at the guy or dial down his bro-flirty antics. Sure, he gets chirped a bit for it, especially from Marchie, who knows about Tyler being into dudes and is weirdly cool with it, to the point of only making thirst jokes when they're alone together. But that's hockey, and Tyler gets his own back by being hot on the ice and pranking where appropriate. And then, a little less than 2 weeks after Jagr joins the team, they play away against Carolina. They're in the dressing room, stripping down after a pregame skate, and Tyler lets his gaze linger on Bergy a little too long, because Bergy is dead hot in a way he doesn't always notice until he does, and today is apparently one of those days. He catches himself and looks away, only to find that Jagr has noticed him noticing. Tyler goes still, heart repeating, and is utterly unprepared for the slow, sharkish grin that spreads across Jagr's face. Oh, fuck, he thinks, and nearly trips over his garters in his haste to find something, anything, to distract him from the moment. Jagr says nothing on the bus ride back to the hotel, nothing as they head in again to play the Canes, and nothing in the locker room after a frustrating 4-2 loss. Tyler showers in a silent simmer of anger and tension, not sure whether to be grateful for the fact that, with playoffs coming and the next game 4 days away, the powers that be have booked their flight home for tomorrow afternoon, gracing them with an evening and the better part of a day off in Carolina. The team already made plans to get drinks together, and while they'll be more subdued than if they were celebrating a win, It's got to be better than stewing alone in his hotel room. It's not until they're pressed together, hip to thigh, in a cramped bar booth, the ambient noise of teammates shouting to be heard over 80s rock music drowning out all else, that Yager leans over, grips the back of Tyler's neck in a way that makes his hair stand on end, and murmurs into his ear, "Do you like girls, too?" Tyler's knuckles whiten where he grips his drink. There's a snowflake's chance in hell of them being overheard, and this close together, with two beers simultaneously warming his blood and cooling his inhibitions, he's got no chance of feigning ignorance. "Yeah," is what he chokes out instead. "Yeah."
"Me too,"
says Yager, a purr in his voice, and, oh fuck, Tyler is burning. He senses more than sees that Yager is grinning, feels the barest brush of his stubble against his ear, shivering at the contact, and fails to either drink or breathe in the laden pause that follows. Just when he's about to burst, Yager speaks again, voice somehow lower than before.
"You done much with men?"
For a wild, impossible second, Tyler considers lying, boasting about the expertise he lacks. Instead, he makes a noise in his throat and stutters out, not, just a little. Handies, threesomes, after the cup. He adds, partly to remind Yager that he's actually won one, but mostly because he wants to make clear that it happened recently, not back in juniors or whatever. Says Yager, noncommittal. He gives Tyler's neck a final squeeze, then pulls his hand away. Tyler watches, red and dry-mouthed, as Yager downs the last of his whiskey, served over ice, before casually leaving a pile of cash on the table. Yager stands to leave, then bends down to put his mouth to Tyler's ear again.
"You want to do more with men? You know my room."
Tyler watches Yager leave, clapping shoulders, ruffling hair, laughing his way out of the bar. He sits in a state of shocked arousal, hard and dazed, and so out of it that, an indeterminate amount of time later, it takes Marchie 3 tries to get his attention. "You okay, sexy?" he shouts, grinning. "Need another drink?" Tyler blinks and stares at his somehow empty beer.
"No,"
he says slowly, pushing himself to his feet. "I think I'm gonna crash, man." "Fucking pheasant," says Marchie, giving him an affectionate punch on the shoulder. "Sweet dreams, eh?" "Yeah," says Tyler. "Sweet dreams." Yarda had an inkling about Tyler's tastes the first day they met, but it wasn't until today that he felt them confirmed. He's been weighing it up for a good week now, to fuck or not to fuck if the chance presents itself, comparing the pros and cons like line combinations. Yarda is 40 now, a number he chooses to think of as little as possible. Tyler is 21. More than once, it has occurred to Yarda that, had he fathered a son in his rookie year, and a prospect is far from impossible, especially once he won the cup, that child would now be a boy, or a man, of Tyler's age. The last few years, he's found himself eyeing certain teenagers in each upcoming draft class, amusing himself with the thought of a secret legacy. But of course, the joke is only funny so long as he does no research one way or another. Nonetheless, as Tyler's mother is single now, he took the time to establish that it wasn't always so, that a husband was once in the picture, a man whose face looks enough like Tyler's that Yada can be confident his actions will cross no traumatizing boundaries. As soon as he lays his hand on Tyler in the bar, he knows he's made the right choice, can feel the promise in the boy, the raw and shuddering want that guarantees he'll find his way to Yada's door. That being so, he saunters back to his hotel room in full confidence that, even though they lost the game, the trip to Raleigh will be far from wasted. He strips to his briefs, for comfort as much as any other reason, arranges his supplies, and spends a good 20 minutes flicking idly through TV channels. There's not much on, but even if there was, he wouldn't be interested. The knock on the door, when it comes, is discreet but firm, a double tap followed by silence. Yoder turns the TV off and sets a remote on the table. He stretches, stands, and walks to the door, and lo, there's Tyler Sagan on the other side of it, already flushed below his close-cropped beard.
"Come in,"
says Yoder, stepping back just far enough for Tyler to comply. He watches the bob of his throat as he enters, leaning in to shut the door in a way that cages Tyler up against it. Tyler inhaled sharply, brown eyes wide, lips parted on a greeting that never comes. Grinning, Yoder runs a thumb across his cheek, blood thrumming in anticipation as Tyler's head falls back against the door, an involuntary noise slipping out of that long, pale throat.
"You want me to teach you?"
he murmurs, leaning in to graze his mouth over Tyler's neck. The answer comes in a choked exhale.
"God, please." "Just Yoder. Not God."
And before Tyler can respond to that, he sinks a hand into his hair and kisses him. It's deep and slow, a way to claim and measure all at once. Tyler whines and pushes into it, wriggling with need. Yoder presses him back, body to body, grabs Tyler's hands and squeezes them still against the door's cool wood. Tyler bucks briefly against the contact and then melts, gasping into the kiss as his pulse beats hard enough for Yoder to feel it secondhand. Yoder takes him apart with weight and patience, touch and tongue and skill. He frees Tyler's hands only to pin his hips, releases them to grab beneath his thighs and hoist him up, his body slotting into the ample space between his spread bow legs. Off the ice as on it, Tyler is all breathless, impatient speed. He claws at Yoder's back, bites kisses into his traps and shoulders, rocking against him with an urgency all the more flattering for being subconscious. Off the ice, as on it, Yoder works now at a veteran pace.
"Slow down, Sego,"
he teases, fitting his palms to the swell of Tyler's ass and gripping hard.
"No need to rush."
"Does that mean you can't keep up?" Tyler gasps, the attempt at bratty chirping belied in every way by his wide-blown eyes, the heave of his chest beneath the shirt that's already dark with sweat. For an answer, Yoder moves away from the door and takes Tyler with him. It's two steps back towards the bed, then he turns and throws Tyler onto it. His breath punches out as he bounces on the mattress, scrabbling on his back. Yoder watches, amused and hard, as Tyler struggles out of his shirt and flings it haphazardly aside, hands moving to unbutton his jeans. Yoder lets him get as far as that, then grabs his ankles and tugs, just firmly enough that Tyler sprawls flat on the bed again. His shoes have no laces, and there's no socks beneath them, which makes it the work of a dexterous moment for Yoder to pull them off and, in pointed contrast to Tyler's treatment of his shirt, kneel down and settle them neatly. Wide-eyed, Tyler lifts his head to watch as Yoder grips the denim of his jeans and, slowly, purposefully, pulls. There's a moment of resistance where nothing happens. Then Tyler shifts his weight onto his arms and lifts his hips, panting as the denim skims down his thighs and calves in a slow caress. Again, he makes a point of folding the jeans as he takes them off, setting them on the floor beside Tyler's shoes. And when he finally stands again, he looks down on him with all the pointed authority of the veteran which, in every important respect, he is. Tyler looks up at him, nipples hard and lips shiny, legs spread in invitation. As though considering his options, Yoder leans down and hooks his fingers in Tyler's boxers, dragging them off as slowly as he did his jeans. He's seen Tyler's dick in the locker room, but that's hardly the same as seeing it hard. He knee-walks into the space between Tyler's thighs and takes it in hand, running an appreciative thumb over his foreskin, playing with a bead of pre-cum.
"You're lucky you're not cut,"
he says, enjoying the way Tyler pants and squirms, hips bucking up into the contact.
"So many Americans are." It makes this. He strokes his shaft, the foreskin pulling up and down, getting tighter and wetter each time. So much more difficult.
I wouldn't know.
In an admirable bid to give as good as he's getting, Tyler lifts his chin to indicate Yara's boxers.
You're going to show and tell too?
Soon, he says, and takes his hand off Tyler's dick in favor of once more grabbing his thighs, pushing each one up and wide to test his flexibility. Tyler, it turns out, is very flexible, folding up as neatly as any man Yara's ever fucked. Tyler whimpers, gripping the coverlet as he stares up in awe, ripe and sweet and begging for whatever Yara will give him. Yara presses his cloth thick against the curve of Tyler's ass, just hard enough to let him feel the thrust in his hips, the size of what he's packing. "You ever fuck yourself?"
he asks, letting his hand slide just a little bit higher on Tyler's thighs.
"Fingers? A toy?"
Tyler nods desperately, a bright blush staining him from cheeks to chest.
"A few times."
And then, when Yara raises a questioning eyebrow, "I liked it."
So if I ask to fuck you now, you know how to answer truthfully, yes? You know the difference between wanting and being ready?
Yes, I'm ready, I want, oh fuck.
Good boy,
croons Yara, rubbing against him a little. Tyler groans and thumps his head on the pillow, legs trembling under Yarda's hands.
God, he's going to ruin this boy, and both of them will love it. Tell you what, you give me your mouth a little first, huh? You get me nice and wet for you, and then...
He tips his head to indicate the lube and condoms on the bedside table.
I get you nice and wet for me.
With that, he drops Tyler's legs and pushes himself back down the mattress, once more standing at the foot of the bed. He waits until he has Tyler's attention, then slips a thumb over the edge of his boxers and tugs them off, letting them drop to the floor. Tyler's eyes widen, which is both gratifying and expected. Yara has never much cared for locker room dick measuring contests, but then, as the clear winner 9 times out of 10, he's never needed to. He strokes himself, letting the wet head poke through the circle of his fingers. His cock is thick and long, too big to stand up unsupported when hard.
Not for beginners,
a part of him thinks, and he chuckles at the contrast between the thought and what he's about to do anyway. Not, of course, that he'll be put out if Tyler decides it's too much to take. There's plenty of other things they might do together, and a whole night to do them in. As Tyler licks his lips in anticipation, Yara walks around to the other side of the bed and settles himself against the headboard, legs parted. Tyler crawls over to him, running his clever hands up the spread of Yara's calves, knees, thighs. He looks at him, a glint of mischief in his expression.
You're lucky I like a challenge, Tyler says.
Yara grins at him.
Oh, I like this one, he thinks. But says, you're lucky you've got a big mouth. Now show me how you use it.
Tyler shudders at the order, head dropping gracefully down. He fits his lips to the crown of Yara's cock, sucking lightly as he slips a hand down to stroke his balls, then up to circle the base. Yara groans, pleasure spiking through him as Tyler's mouth slides down, taking in progressively more of him. He's not dumb enough to attempt deep-throating on his first time out, but the tight breath he draws in through his nose says he's testing his limits admirably. Yara slides a hand to his head and sinks his fingers into short brown curls. He gives an experimental tug, grunting in approval as Tyler moans around his cock, and uses his grip to guide him gently up and down, down and up. Tyler's tongue works him as much as his lips, and if Yara was so inclined, it would be a pretty thing to put the boy on his knees and fuck into that wet, warm mouth, paint cum across his cheeks and beard, and smear his dick across his spit-wet chin. Another time, perhaps. It's a very pleasant thought. But right now, he has other plans. And when he feels Tyler start to lag, he tucks him off completely. Tyler blinks up at him, dazed and panting as he straightens up. His lips are wet, and so is his dick, the two flushed, complementary shades of pink. His beard is damp, and Yarda can't resist saying so, leaning in to kiss the skin beneath his ear and murmur,
I bet girls love that look on you, all eager when you drink them in. So teachable, yes? So good with your tongue?
Tyler makes a ragged noise and presses his head to Yarda's shoulder. He's sweating and goosebumped, lipping at Yarda's collarbone in a silent entreaty.
How do you want it?
Yarda asks him, stroking the inside of Tyler's thigh.
On your back or on your knees?
Knees, Tyler whispers, shuddering all over. He lifts his head, eyes blazing, and Yarda kisses him, wrapping him up and squeezing before he lets go. He doesn't watch as Tyler gets himself ready, focusing instead on donning the condom, smearing both it and his fingers with lube. This inattention is maybe a mistake, however. He can't help swearing when he finally turns back, taken all at once by the sight of Tyler kneeling for him, back arched, forehead pressed to the mattress as he leans his weight on his arms. Yarda moves in behind him, slipping into check without quite meaning to.
Look at you, you beautiful boy, spread out for me like a present.
Tyler whimpers, catching into it as Yarda gets him wet. He slips a thumb in, gauging the give of Tyler's body, thrilling at the throaty, involuntary moan that touch produces. He swears out loud, in Czech, in English, and swaps the thumb for the thick, looped head of his cock, rutting experimentally forwards, seeing how much of him Tyler can take, how soon he can take it, how well and willingly. Tyler groan whines, gasping, turning his head to the side as he clutches the covers. Yarda slides far enough inside him that he no longer needs to guide himself, and takes a double-handed grip on Tyler's hips instead, thumbs gently helping the spread of him. He reads Tyler's reactions, stops to give him space when his breathing tightens, eases in again when he twitches back against the pressure, coaxing Tyler's body into doing what both of them want of it. With an inch left to go, Tyler lifts his head just enough to bow it down again, a throaty noise running through him that Yarda could swear he feels in his cock. Reverent and impressed, he lifts one hand to stroke it down the muscled, sweat-slick plane of Tyler's back.
Tell me when,
he rasps, his own composure breaking a little. Tyler inhales raggedly, shoulders trembling with the strain of holding himself in place. Yarda feels a twitch and clutch of him, muscles testing against the electricity of their own pleasure, against the foreign rightness of this new intrusion. Tyler laughs, high and desperate. Oh, God. Fuck, just... fuck me. Please, now. Yarda buries himself in Tyler, presses his hips against his ass. He takes a breath, as much to steady himself as for courtesy's sake, trails his fingertips over the divots of Tyler's spine, resettles his grip on his hips. And then he starts to fuck him. Deep and slow and hard, the best core workout ever devised by man. Tyler lasts half a minute before dropping his chest to the covers, the sudden shift in angle bowing Yarda forward. Tyler is ceaselessly vocal, breathy whines and desperate half-articulations, peppered with moans and gut-punched noises. Yarda takes a hand from his hip and rakes his nails down Tyler's flank, and Tyler nearly shouts in pleasure, panting as Yarda grabs his hair and tucks for leverage.
You think you can come like this?
He gasps out, noticing that Tyler hasn't so much as tried to touch himself.
Just come on my cock.
The words and concept both send a spike of arousal through him. Tyler clenches and whimpers, head thrashing desperately in an attempt to nod. Yarda swears again, fucking harder and faster. Tyler cries out and writhes underneath him, clawing at the pillows in a fruitless quest to brace himself.
So good. So sweet. Yara's panting now, on the ragged edge of losing it. He barely even notices he's switched back to check, overwhelmed by the sight of his slick cock sliding in and out of Tyler's perfect body.
So fucking ripe for me. Gorgeous boy. You take my cock like you're made for it. All hot and open. Ugh!
He trails off into a shout, failed by words in any language, as Tyler makes an almost inhuman noise, bucks underneath him, and comes untouched, his spasming body wrenching Yada forwards. Yada grinds himself into Tyler, moves his hands from his hips to mattress, and comes like he hasn't come in years, so hard and well that he almost loses himself completely. Yarda collapses against Tyler's back, just conscious enough to pull him sideways in the process. He stays in him, reaching around to Tyler's stomach. Eyes closed, heart pounding, he lazily rubs Tyler's cum across his washboard stomach, making a pretty mess of him. Tyler shudders through it, head tipping back to bare his throat, and Yarda can't resist sucking a mark onto the bare, pale skin, wringing one final whimper from Tyler in the process. When he finally pulls out, Tyler groans and flops forward onto his stomach, a motionless lump as Yarda forces himself to dispose of the condom. He watches Tyler in the aftermath, reaching over to run an approving hand over the curve of his ass.
Good game.
He chuckles, giving the cheek a smack. Tyler makes a muffled noise and, with visible effort, rolls over to face him.
So good.
He slurs, a dopey cum-drunk smile on his face.
Fuck. You sleep here, hmm?
Yada says, amused.
Save your legs the trouble.
You broke me, Tyler mumbles.
I'm never walking again.
Yada thinks ahead to the morning, to the unclaimed hours between now and their afternoon departure.
Maybe not walk,
he says, sliding his hand to Tyler's thigh.
But tomorrow, you could ride me.
Tyler makes a choking noise.
Oh, God.
Yarda chuckles.
Is that a yes?
You are literally trying to kill me.
Good death, though.
So good. He grins at Yarda, sleepy and satiated.
Ask me again in the morning.
The end. Author's notes. Sags and Yager played on a line for a hot minute, so I wrote this. I would have left this in chat like God intended, but it's the first real thing I've written all year, so gestures broadly at the universe. Have some smut, I guess? Reading this means you have no right to judge me. We are all raccoons of shame and shall dwell in the trash hereafter. Tonight.
You've just finished listening to Slow Down, Speed Up by Cicere. If you enjoyed this story, please leave the author some feedback on AO3. Their username is spelled S-Y-S-R-A-E. And if you enjoyed my production and performance of this story, please leave me some feedback. You can find me as Momo Parts on AO3. Thank you to Cicere for giving me permission to podfic this story. The song used for scene breaks is Rude Boy by Rihanna. The story was recorded in June 2019 and is the first part in a loose collection of Tyler Sagan-centric pornfics that I'm titling the Sizzling Slutty Sagan Summer Series. Which brings me immediately to my reader free talk. Because I want to talk about the S5, the Sizzling Slutty Sagan Summer Series. I had this idea a couple of months ago about posting porny podfics about Tyler Sagan with different partners all throughout July. And I had this story first and another one by Cicere. And then I went looking for two other stories of Tyler with other people. And I ended up picking fics that sort of complete a little chronological anthology without contradicting each other too much. So it's almost like, you know, over the next couple of weeks, you get to see a little timeline of Tyler, the beloved fandom bicycle, basically. So yeah, I hope this is going to be as much fun for you guys as it is for me. I quickly want to talk about the covers for this series, because I'll be using covers that could be innocent but really aren't once you know what the story is about. So it's all going to be suggestive fruit imagery, just as a heads up. And for this fic, I picked the image of cherries coated in water droplets because A, the cherries look like they're sweating, and B, the story is basically about popping someone's cherry, you know, hashtag symbolism. Speaking of the story, the original draft of it was chatficked on Discord months ago. I want to say last year, probably. And then Cicere put it up on AO3, which made me very happy because I was able to bookmark it and recommend it to others. And I just had to podfic it. And I was lucky enough to get permission from Cicere. There's just something about the age difference and the way Yager is so absolutely sinfully confident and filthy the entire time that really gets me in the best of ways. So I picked the song Rude Boy by Rihanna because it just kind of, you know, it's just kind of perfect for Yager's train of thought. He wants to have his pleasure, and while he also wants Tyler to have a good time, he definitely is more intent on himself having a good time. And some of the lyrics just really hit it on the head for that, I believe. And that's already it for this free talk, actually. If you enjoy fics about the hockey RPF fandom bicycle and disaster queer Tyler Sagan, be sure to check out the next part, which will be posted in a week. Also, there's some outtakes coming up in half a minute, so stay tuned for those if you like. Again, I would love any kind of feedback, be it about the recording, about the song choice, about the cover, about the idea to put all of these fics in order, even though we haven't heard any of the others yet. You know, just anything you want to talk to me about with regards to podfic or this podfic, just leave me a comment. I'd be happy to chat about it. All right, talk to you soon. Bye! With an in... Shit. And Burger King gets delivered in the middle of reading porn. Okay, where was I? But of course, the joke is only funny so long as he does not freeze. But of course, the joke is only funny so long as he does no. But of course, the joke is only funny so long as he does no research one way or another. Fuck this. Tyler cries out and writhes. That's a terrible word.